Welcome to Jamaica's Promise High School Edition, where we highlight happenings at the secondary level. This week, we're in Montego Bay to find out more about the Herbert Marson Technical High School Engineering Club. I'm Andre Palmer. Stay tuned. In 1976, Catherine Hall Secondary opened its gates to students. Later that year, the name was changed to Herbert Marson Comprehensive High School. In 1986, Herbert Marson Comprehensive underwent another name change and became Herbert Marson Technical High. The school serves approximately 1,470 students who hail from the parishes of St. James, Hanover, Westmoreland, Trelawney, and as far as St. Anne and St. Mary. The institution is now averaging about 85% in CSEC and K passes, with 80% of students graduating with at least five subjects, including English, mathematics, and information technology.
The success of the student has to do with the program. There was a programmatic shift in 2004. The program is set towards a more modern society requirement. And the students have bought into the philosophy of promoting a culture of excellence. And the program sort of fit their experiences that they have when they look at the broader society and the world. And they have gravitated towards it, and they see where in being successful in the program would guide them to a professional path and a career path in the future.
Principal of Herbert Marson Technical High School, Paul Adams. In 2016, the school's engineering club placed second in the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica's science competition. After entering the 16 to 19 age group category of the competition, the participants were awarded a grant of $500,000 to implement their innovative solar system.
What we did was to design and build a solar system that would switch to solar in the day and switch back to GPS in the night automatically. So it was an automatic power distribution system. The minister was so impressed with the interview that he decided that our system that came second, along with the system that came first, should be implemented.
Electrical engineering teacher Kevin Cook. The system was implemented at the school in February and so far has saved over $10,000 per month in electricity costs.
Separate from the savings of the system is also using the teaching process as an instructional item to assist students who are interested in solar installation and stuff. So far, we can say that we have saved money and we have helped the school in terms of reducing their electricity bill.
Mr. Koch says the students of the engineering club spearheaded the project's implementation and were happy to be on board because of its practical component. Here's what the students had to say.
My name is Alex Griffiths. I'm in 13th grade. This project was fun. The reason why I had so much fun is because I feel like I'm making an actual impact on the renewable industry in Jamaica. Like how we normally do things is use coal and things like that. Now we're actually going into the renewable market. And it's fun that I can say I'm spearheading this change, this development of renewables in Jamaica.
My name is Mark Brown and I'm in sixth form. Starting out, it was very engaging. Seeing that we created a system that was straight from our minds, like it was a collaborative effort of everyone who was a part of the project. So it was a very engaging and fun process going through the whole troubleshooting, seeing it fail, burning up a couple components and going back and forth until we actually succeeded.
Students at Herbert Marson Technical High, Mark Brown, and before him, Alex Griffiths. That's it for Jamaica's Promise. If you know of an interesting program or activity at a secondary school, let us know, and we'll highlight it right here on JIS Radio. Send an email to radio@jis.gov.jm or call 926-3590. On behalf of Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Andre Palmer.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.